Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome, come on in. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to A World Powerfully Transformed. Today we have special guests, Stowe Daly and Karen Taylor Good. And together they call themselves
Stowe Good.
And they are Stowe Good. They're Stowe amazing. You guys are just, for me, totally amazing.
Thank you.
Of you that don't know Karen and Stowe, they are musicians, songwriters, just tremendous healers, and just two women of spirit, of power. And they always bring a lot of God energy to this place.
Thank you.
So they're here this weekend doing a weekend mini retreat, a Sunday service with me, and a concert. It's a very special concert on Monday night. And we're in the middle of a series called What is God to You? And I saw a YouTube video where you guys actually were discussing this together.
Yeah.
And I found it fascinating because you come from two very different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now in your lives, do you feel the experience of God is very similar for both of you?
That's interesting.
Yes, I do. This is Karen speaking. I do. Do you, Stowe?
I think so. You know, like, as I think I've shared with you this year, it's interesting that we're having this conversation because this has been a year of questioning for me, you know? It's like, I mean, I've been through this before, but it's like after a lifetime of being told what is and what is not, and it's just been kind of re-sifting through it, you know, and trying to understand it more in myself.
Fantastic. So You're in a self-discovery mode.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Karen? What's going on for you in terms of what is God?
Oh, man. Well, I had so much baggage about it. It's kind of amazing to me that I am at the place that I am. Although I still get kind of shy about using the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because it was a word that was not used in my house growing up. So it's kind of hard to explain. So my family is Jewish. Least anyone think, oh, Jewish people don't believe in God. Not so. But it seems like there are two kinds of Jewish families anyway. The kind that's very secular, but considers themselves very Jewish. And then, let's see, am I saying this correctly? And then, they're very religious Jews.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my family was not religious at all.
Mm-hmm. Cultural.
Cultural Jews,
yes.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, they thought that people who believed in God were not very bright. And my mama was all about being smart, you know, and she belonged to Mensa. She actually was not a high school graduate even, but I think that's what helped her to be on this quest of knowledge and knowledge and knowledge. And yeah, and so if you believe in God, well, you know, how could you be duped by that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is your experience now?
If I can substitute the word love, then I am copacetic. I'm so good. Yes, if I use God in a song, if we use it in a song, or if I try to talk about it, it's still, I feel like so many people have been so wounded by that word. But how can you be anything but, how can you have anything but a positive response to the word love?
Yeah, exactly.
I am right with you, sister.
Yeah, what do you feel about this, though?
Yeah, well, I have different baggage than you. I grew up, I had a very difficult childhood. So when I was with my father, I was brought into the Episcopal Church, which I found very dry, and I didn't really understand what was said in the church and then how my father behaved or other people in church behaved. And I really grew to dislike doctrine and all that. So, and then I also lived in foster families because my mother died when I was young. So my father put me in foster homes. And so then I was given very different religions, like Baptist, which I found very scary, you know, the hellfire kind of stuff really traumatized me. And I remember even as a teenager being told that I needed to, you know, cause people to be saved, you know, so I needed to go out and deliver pamphlets on the street and preach to people in the jungle or whatever. This was all really scary to me because I'm not that kind of person to impose my beliefs on someone else. But over the years, through unity and just, you know, reading, and I've come to feel the power of love in my life and how it directs me and how it speaks through me. And it is a process of allowing, because any fear that we, you know, put in front of us stops it. And, you know, I'm like everybody else. I struggle with a lot of fear, but I find that releasing that to the greater love that is so, it's so healing.
Yes. I'm very excited that you're characterizing God as love, or the energy of love, or that divine source that's all around you. I find myself on Sunday mornings or anytime I'm teaching having to, you know, add more definitions to what I'm saying. If I mention the word God, I have to follow it up with words like universal love, our source, the universe.
Spirit.
Yeah. Yes. It says in the Bible, God is love. And I read that when I was very young, 1 John chapter 4. And it says it about three or four times in a row, just to get the point, sink it into your mind.
I didn't know that.
Definitely. My favorite scripture of all time is that God is love. And you cannot say you love God and hate your brother. That those who love know God, and those that don't love don't know God. That's what it says. So I'm very excited that that's your experience.
And I just want to say, I have proof. And I, you know, I come from this background where you need scientific proof. But Stowe, you can help me with this because, okay, so when, and the reason Stowe can help me is that she was married for 25 years to a filmmaker who made the movie
Life After Life.
Based on the book Life After Life
by Dr. Raymond Moody.
Yes.
And so
what I have always read is, no matter what religion people were who had these near-death experiences, that when they came back, they said, I was encompassed in the most loving, accepting, complete love, unconditional love, unconditional love. And now some people thought it was Jesus giving them unconditional love. And then some people thought it was God giving them unconditional love.
And a lot of them just described it as this loving being of light.
Yes. And so, to me, that's proof that God equals love.
And the making of that movie is what helped begin to transform my life as far as my hellfire thinking, because I asked every one of these people that was in our movie, I asked them, what is hell? And they all said basically the same thing. They said hell is separation from God. Mm. And you can be separated from God on this plane or another plane. And you always have the choice to reconnect with God, with love, with spirit, however you... And the words really don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
Excellent.
It's up to us.
Experience mm-hmm. of being connected.
Yeah.
The Course in Miracles says that heaven is not a place or a condition, but the perfect awareness of our oneness.
Mm. Ooh.
So I look at heaven as an awareness of the connection of all things in the universe. And the fact to me, and I have proof as well, that everything is made from love. Mm-hmm. But the universe is actually made from love. And I feel this energy when you guys come. Like, I need to be ministered to sometimes.
Sure.
And your music ministers to me. Mm. Your presence, your awareness of the energy of our love that's flowing between us all, it really does heal me. So I'm very excited. The first time I met you guys, I was sitting right over here. And you were singing. You were doing a sound check, and you were singing "My Life Is a Prayer." And for the first time in my life, I said, "Somebody gets me.
Wow.
Somebody understands what my life is all about."
That's so dear that that is how you see your life.
But I never found people that. And could mirror that back to me and could sing it and say it and express it in such a clear way. The energy surrounded my heart. It pulled out all of the blocks I had to the awareness of love's presence. And I'm really grateful. It's happening again this weekend. It's already happening. I have to tell you guys, it was just... A very personal disclosure is a lot of stuff has happened this year. A lot of personal stuff. My nephew had passed away from drug addiction last April. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine's son, exactly the same age, 33 years old, committed suicide right here on the Cape. There's been a lot of tension in the world and among people's in a lot of different ways, and I have been dealing with it by shutting myself off from the deeper emotions. I haven't been able to cry for a whole year. And I had a conversation, I don't know what we talked about, I had a conversation with you on the phone the other day, and when I hung up, I started crying.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Healing, healing tears.
Yeah, so to me, that's God. God is reaching into my heart through you. And I'm wondering if you realize that's what your music does.
Wow. I'm going to cry. first of all, thank you. We often say that we kind of feel like we're cheating sometimes because music on its own, can bypass all the stuff that goes on in our poor little minds that are so busy talking and protecting. And so it just bypasses that and can go straight to the heart. Mm-hmm. And the fact that that two very mature women I can no longer call myself a middle-aged woman. I will soon be 3/4 of a century old. Oh my God. That's certainly what my objective in this, the rest of the time I have on this earth is to use my gifts for that. So thank you.
I love that about you. I love getting to work with you. And we are by no means not, you know, unlike everyone else. We get quite strung out about different things in our lives. And the miracle of the music is that it's the sitting down and focusing and inviting a song to come to us. That invitation of the song, and then receiving it, and then sitting there usually in tears ourselves, like, where did this come from? Well, we know where it came from, but it's just like, wow. You know, we also experience in the beginning, we experience that incredible rush of love that is given to us in the form of a song.
Yeah, that's awesome. Something's coming to my mind is that God would have no authentic voice if it weren't for music.
Wow. Ooh, I've never heard that.
Well, we speak a lot and we talk a lot and we use concepts, but like Karen says, when you listen to music, it bypasses your conscious mind and goes right to the heart, which is your authentic mind, your authentic feeling self. And when those two things start communicating, I feel that's God.
Yeah.
That's the divine. The longest journey you'll ever take is from your head to your heart.
Exactly.
But those two things are always connected. And I've separated them with my concepts. And music just breaks through all of those concepts. Or actually will combine the conceptual mind into that divine experience, which I really love because it's inclusive. It's including your experience as a human being. And what did Jesus come to teach us except that human beings are divine, that we are God?
Yeah.
The Bible says that too. It says you are gods.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, nobody.
That's because I have run away from the Bible all my life.
Yeah,
scary book.
You run away from it because only certain scriptures have been used to attack others or control and manipulate others. And so all of the scripture about love and about you being divine gets kind of bypassed because it doesn't fit our agenda. But music flies right past the agenda, doesn't even see it.
Yeah. What is that? What did you say a few minutes
ago? Yes, I wanted to.
I kind of made that up because I couldn't remember Beethoven when he was talking about God's voice speaking through music. So this is kind of my own quote. Mm-hmm. God would have no authentic voice if it wasn't for music.
Wow.
I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just have to say this to you, Tony, that I mean, I have been doing this work for a long time. Stowe and I have been Stowe Good for 13 years and then for many years in my pre-Stoic era. I was doing this, so I know tons of ministers, lots of ministers. And this is the first time I understand why you and your ministering and your talks always move me like nobody else's, and I think it's because you're also a musician and a fine musician.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah.
So, and I don't know of any other ministers that I've been in contact with. So that's partly why I love you so much and connect with you so much.
Yeah.
Well, the other ministers who are also musicians do not need to hire you.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
And I literally feel that it's so much more than the music. Is that you are authentically, genuinely using the music to bring healing to the world. And I know that's part of your mission here, as you
it
just
is.
Stated. So could you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, our mission is to inspire and transform people's lives by reminding them of who they are, why they're here, and how very much they are loved. And so many of our songs point to that, you know. And it's to remind ourselves as well, I would say.
Awesome.
What do you think, Karen?
That's perfect. That's perfect. Well, I would say, you know, I spent the first part of my musical career, which started when I was 17, trying to have success in the secular world, you know, as a country singer, and then whatever. And what was my point going to be? Oh, I hate when this happens.
Is it something to do with how it evolved over time?
No, I know what it has to do with. Sorry. Okay, and I was nominated for a Grammy once for a country song. Nominated, but I never won. And so I always say, almost every time we finish one of these songs that make us cry, that is so, when we go, thank you, Spirit, thank you, God, thank you, love. And I say, okay, well, when I die, I know that I'm going to be given a God Grammy for this song. Because I was open and received it, yes. So I can't.
Love that, a God Grammy. Oh, thank you. Oh, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
That's much better than a Grammy.
Yeah. I'm just going to be a Grammy.
I love that. Well, you both are so amazing to me. The songs that you've been writing for the last 13 years that you've been together. Mm-hmm. Have touched thousands of people, maybe millions. We don't know because people share, they take what they've experienced and share it with others. And I love how that just keeps moving. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep it moving this weekend, starting tomorrow morning and Sunday afternoon. I know we're going to fill the house all 3 days.
Monday night is our concert, right?
Monday night is the concert at 7:30. This podcast might even get out before then.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
And you better hurry down here because we're going to have to set up the folding chairs in the back of the sanctuary. It's going to be a full house, and we're going to have a love fest with these two beautiful beings who know that God is love and only love. And so thank you, Stowe. Thank you, Karen. We're so grateful for you both.
Thank you, Reverend Tony.
Yeah, and we'll see you all. We'll talk to you all, hear you all on the next episode of A World Powerfully Transformed. And so it is.
Mm-hmm. So it is.
Amen. See you then.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.